the Port of Oakland, and all employers, that what happened on 8th of the 7th will never happen again. It shouldn't have happened. Unprovoked attack against demonstrators, unprovoked attack against my membership. Free speech and free assembly. That's the Constitution.
Right.
If you come at the longshoremen's, don't go at the demonstrators in a manner that you want at the demonstrators, but you got us in the way. We stand about our health and safety. They use another excuse. We got to wake up like Clarence said. The Bush administration is after the ILWU. They said it when we was in the negotiations that we had too much power. It's not about power. It's about the people. Who are the people? The community. The workers in the community. That's the power. We are a union that is diverse, and what, like the downtrodden, the people that can't speak, we speak for them. That's what the ILWU is all about. That's what we stand for. And I am ILWU, local kin. We gonna stand up. We gonna stand up. It's a system that is going wrong, any injustice and inequality in this world. The International Longshoremen's Local 10 gonna stand up. And we're gonna stand up with the community. Who are the community? We are the community. Labor is the community. Where did we come from? We came from the community when we woke up that morning. Wake up! This is not about a fight about unions. This is a fight about taking your rights away. That's what this is all about. That is what this is all about. Who is the Attorney General? Ashcroft. He come in Ashcroft. A-S-S. Okay? That's what I mean. He come in want to take away some of your Constitution's rights. Remember, all these bills put out since 9/11 is put out, and they got things attached to them, shouldn't be there. And the public is not looking at that. What they're looking at in 9/11 was a tragedy. It was. But what's coming behind 9/11 and the laws that's going to pass, that's going to govern our lives, that's what we got to watch. It. We got a bill. We have a bill coming out now. We have a bill coming out now, the second part of the Port Security Bill 2, where they can, guess what? 15 days they can tap your phone without going to court to get that authorization. Wake up, America! Wake up, California! Wake up, Detroit! We're here today to send a message to Jerry, and I supported him when he was governor. When he ran for governor of the United States, I thought he was really rough in the head. Okay? But now I know something is wrong with Jerry. When he come out and said that he supports the action of April 7th against the demonstrators, and the action against my reconciled members. We're going to send a clear and obvious message to this city today. At this time, I would like to introduce some of my brothers that were in here. Brother Billy Capoon.